Good afternoon, and welcome to today's meeting. We would like to acknowledge that we are joining you today from the territories of the Hupachset and Saishot Nations. We are grateful for their stewardship of these lands. My name is Linda Tynan. I am one of the commissioners and a local government advisor. Please allow me to introduce my fellow commissioners. On my left, we have Justice Nitya Iyer of the Supreme Court of British Columbia and Chair of the Electoral Boundaries Commission. And on my right, we have Anton Bogman, Commissioner and the province's Chief Electoral Officer. Before I start, I'd like to say at this time, it may change now, we don't have any presenters, as we've discussed. I'll just check. So I'm just giving an introduction at this point in time, and I've just noted that we don't have any presenters at this time. So the plan right now will be, I'll just give you our brief introduction, and it's basically a background about our commission. And after I've given that introduction, we'll check again and see if there's anybody that's interested in saying a few words. And if not, we'll close the meeting. We'll certainly still be here after if you wanted to come and talk to all of us or any one of us individually on your thoughts. So I'll just move forward and tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do. We are an independent and nonpartisan commission created by the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. The Act requires commissions like ours to review electoral districts after every second provincial election. Our job is to review the areas, boundaries, and names of existing electoral districts and make recommendations for change. The way that we've chosen to do this is by first asking BC residents for their views on this topic. That's really the purpose of today's meeting and the other meetings that we're having this week. After this round of public consultations, we'll publish a preliminary report with our initial recommendations. We hope to do that by early fall 2022. After that preliminary report is published, we will have a second round of public meetings asking again for input on the proposed changes that we've made. Following that, we'll write our final report and recommendations. Of course, it's also public, and our final report must be submitted by April 2023. Ultimately, the BC Legislative Assembly decides whether to accept some, all, or none of our recommendations. The Electoral Boundary Commission Act explains the factors that we must consider while making our recommendations. Our governing principle is representation by population. According to the statute, in order to achieve representation by population, we must consider the following. One, the geographic factors such as accessibility and size. Demographic factors such as population numbers, rate of growth, and communities of interest, and means of communication and transportation within the electoral districts. We must try to ensure that each electoral district is within 25% of the population average of an electoral district, which is currently approximately 57,000 people. But we can exceed this range if we consider it necessary to achieve effective representation. There are currently 87 electoral districts in BC, and the Act allows us to propose up to 6 additional electoral districts for a maximum total of 93. So that's a little bit about the background of our commission. At this time, I would typically make note that if you'd like to make a presentation, we'll start calling the names or you can go and register. So I'm just checking again before I give you the final little bits of information. If there is anybody that would like to just come up and provide your thoughts to us at this time. That's great. The chat will just feel free to come up.
My name is Scott Smith. I'm the Director of Development Services and Acting CEO for the City of Port Alberni hadn't intended to make a presentation, right, but would like to give a few thoughts.
That would be great. So I just, I kind of went backwards. So I'll just give a couple more things, just so you know, that we will be making an audio recording of all our public meetings,
certainly,
and we'll make them available on our website, which is at www.bcebc.ca. If you make, when you make your presentation, your name and community will be listed with the meeting recording. And for anybody else as well, if you have any questions about our privacy policy, it's on our website. We've looked in at trying to keep some consistency to 10-minute presentations. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you. We'll move forward.
No. And wasn't sure about the format of this meeting, so don't have a presentation, but would like to give a bit of brief information. We just did have the past census, last year, and this community did see some growth that we haven't seen previously. Things have been relatively stable here over the last few decades. And I would say that census our growth was not in that whole census period. We've seen the growth really just occur in the last couple of years, so it's not like that census represents 5 years of growth. We've seen that over the last few years, and I can tell you with the amount of development applications that are coming forward, and the vast majority of them are multifamily applications, I would expect that growth to continue and potentially increase over the next few years. This community, in my opinion, has turned a corner on that front, and we are also currently in our process of doing a complete rewrite and review of the city's official community plan, where we'll help guide that growth and some of the considerations that we're needing to look at, including density and infill opportunities. And I guess I just wanted to give that indication that the census did show some growth. I think it's not a full census period of growth, and I would anticipate that growth within city boundaries to increase over the next several years. So, yeah, that was just really all I kind of wanted to give you an indication of what we are seeing at the city level and the community and the sheer number of residential applications and the density that we're seeing. And I'll just give one anecdotal example of on the former high school property, which is about 20-odd acres of development land. It's partway through full redevelopment of that site. If it's built out as per the plans that are all kind of have received approval, there's nothing that needs to go through big OCP or zoning amendment, there'll be about approximately 420 dwelling units there, 16 of which will be single family. The rest are a mix of duplexes, fourplexes, sixplexes, apartment buildings, senior facilities, a seniors housing facility. So I guess that just shows the flavor of the community that we're seeing the difference in that kind of thing. So just wanted to provide that information to the commission.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly personally have heard some of that from the younger generation in my family who have pointed out where Port Alberni is headed and some of the things that are in the pipeline. Yeah. And we've said, all three of the commissioners have said consistently throughout the process so far that hearing these personal experiences, I mean, we can read the statistics and we can drive through the communities and we can come, but hearing the personal information is very valuable. So we appreciate you coming up and speaking.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that. And you're right, the stats are there, but I want to say that census isn't a full 5 years of growth, right? We've really the last two or three that we've seen this. So, and I expect that to continue to ramp up. So anyway, thank you for hearing.
Thank you. One more call. Anybody else now would like to come up and say a few words? Seeing none, before I close it again, I will just say that we're not leaving immediately after the meeting, so you feel free to come and talk to us individually or together. And if you have more information that you'd like us to consider or know of others who'd like to participate, the best place is our website, again, bce.ca. When people do make presentations, we highly encourage that you jot down your thoughts and submit it through the, so we've got a written one as well. A really important thing to note is that we're also holding virtual public meetings for the entire Vancouver Island region on Tuesday, March the 29th. So if you know of anybody who didn't come today but would like to say a few words, that format, we did one with the Lower Mainland last week, and it was very well attended, and we had a number of submissions. So with that, we thank you all for coming.
Can I ask a question, or is it just
presentation? Let me close the meeting. I'll close the meeting, and then we can, once more, thank you for coming, and we'll call the official portion closed.